This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Have whatever you want here. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. Head over to discord.lrn.fm. Jump into one of those. You'll sound like you're sitting here with us. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody from electnobody.com.
And Chris. And also coming up, China is going to be imposing a curfew on young video gamers. We'll tell you about that on the way. Plus, the FBI and their comments on cryptocurrency. But first, David is on the line in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Yeah, how are you? What did I hear you saying about putting a curfew on video gamers?
That's what they're working on in China right now.
When I think about, this was an old computer that was like an early, it was like the size of a suitcase, but it was considered a laptop sort of thing. And I got stuck on that dang game on there. It was like on a 5-inch floppy disk. And I think
what was the thing called?
There were a lot of games on 5-inch floppy disks.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you remember the name of the computer, the brand name? Was it a K-Pro?
No, it wasn't K-Pro. It was, I'll think of it. It was 25 years ago. Anyway, 15 hours straight. I wish somebody had put me on a curfew.
Wait, you played the game for 15 hours straight?
Is this as an adult?
Yeah. I was 91. I think I was 91 at the time.
So you think you'd have been better off
if you were 91 or it was 91? Because that's a big difference.
1991 or
91, yeah.
91 years old?
Yeah.
Wow, and 25 years ago, that would make you like
make you excessively old. Bro.
Yeah,
you're alive. It's all relive.
It's calling from beyond the grave.
Have you been traveling faster than the speed of light?
There are a lot of news articles about.
Are you saying that you'd be better off if the government came after you with curfew penalties for that? You think you'd be better off today if some armed men with guns showed up at your house and told you to get off the computer?
Oh no, not that.
Okay.
But I wish somebody had. Are they honestly trying to get armed men with guns?
That's what a curfew is. When you don't follow the curfew, men with guns show up and tell you what to do.
Yeah. There's no law so trivial that the government won't kill you to enforce it.
Yep.
Well, out here in California, we just got Pacific Gas and Electric to turn off the electricity for us. So.
Oh yeah, in San Francisco, they're shutting it down.
Wow. No, but I'll tell you, the county seat just south of here, Redwood City, that's kind of the top of Silicon Valley. I mean, there's billions of dollars down there, and somebody just come along and turn it on, turn it off, turn it on, turn it off. Can you imagine hundreds of millions of dollars worth of damage, you know, every time they turn it on, turn it off? There must be all sorts of grinding machines and all sorts of stuff.
Horrible.
They actually got into this when the first major outage happened a few weeks ago. We covered it here on Free Talk Live.
First.
And they estimated, the first purposeful outage in California.
Blackouts.
Okay.
Yeah,
which are an exceptional phenomenon.
I thought they'd been going on all summer.
No, the first one happened several weeks ago.
Okay.
It was relative to fires. They knew there was a massive storm building up out in the ocean. And I don't know if I've argued with you all before about whether or not global warming exists. There have been typhoons out there that are 2,500 miles across. And, in fact, about 10 years ago, there was a typhoon that started in the Philippines. 2,500 miles
that
across.
That would be a tenth of the diameter of the Earth.
I'm telling you. This
or the circumference of the Earth is 25,000 miles.
How wide is the Pacific Ocean?
As wide as the United States, almost.
Like two and a half time zones. Yeah,
that sounds absurd.
So this thing was...
I don't think there's enough... ocean to fit that on, yeah, on you, either side.
You can't believe everything David says.
Either the Atlantic or the Pacific wider than the United States?
The Pacific's pretty wide.
It was in the Pacific. It started in the Philippines. It went straight due north. It bypassing Japan, slammed into the Bering Strait, and then, you know, that polar vortex. It crashed into it, and it bounced a chunk of coal, cold, you know, that icy wind that's in the polar vortex. It broke off a chunk by ricocheting on there, and it flew across Kansas and slammed into Texas. It didn't chill out Kansas, but it froze the crops in Texas. I'm telling you, this is like 8 or 10 years ago.
Wow.
I'll think of the name of the typhoon.
Well, there's been some amazing environmental, you know, things that have gone on, but I'm not sure what your point is.
I think
California's brownouts were because they knew a storm that it was of similar size was building up a half a week early. And so they knew it was going to slam us with 80-mile-an-hour winds. And, you know, 75-mile-an-hour winds are a hurricane force, mm-hmm. right? So 80-mile-an-hour winds ripping down power poles, you know, causing...
That's pretty rare.
No,
and,
it
80-mile-an-hour winds. Look, I don't remember hearing anything about this big old typhoon that was the reason for the shutdown, but they definitely did shut the power off. And that did result in billions of dollars worth of damage to the area businesses, for instance, who could not run their business. Restaurants with food spoiling, you know, meat going bad in the refrigeration
and
units.
And they're offering like a $100 credit, you know, for your food losses or something
yeah,
like
that. Yeah, it's a slap in the face. Yeah,
no, they're
ridiculous.
Scammers. PG&E, I suspect that they used counterfeit parts. As they were building their power poles, they were buying, like, cheap insulators, and that they basically built their infrastructure with counterfeit parts, and that's why they're turning it on and off. They know that they're going to... And, in fact, you know, October is basically the wet season for California, and we've seen virtually no rain, you know, we're getting a light fog tonight, but there's been no rain for, you know, all of October, basically, and mm-hmm. we're into November already. So,
have you ever read Atlas Shrugged?
Oh, you mean about Ayn Rand, her con job about we just got to be tough and survive?
Well, the thing about it is it describes the onset of socialism, and you know, there's part there throughout the book, the whole infrastructure of the country is collapsing as the government either takes it over or regulates it into non-existence. And it kind of reminds me of what's happening to y'all out in California.
Well, really
the whole state's
on.
Just falling apart.
That's
what are you talking about? They capped
here.
The prices that they could charge, which deprived them of the funds they need to do basic maintenance.
Yeah, the power company.
Now they're manipulating that into they're not maintaining their line, which is false. It's true. True, but it's manipulation.
Well, it is true, and then to
be
made fair,
out as if they're profiting from you know, from it when that's a very small percentage of the actual money that would be required to actually cover the cost of maintenance.
Well, and the other side of it, in a place where PG&E is unethical, is
I'm not saying they're an ethical company,
it is a monopoly. You know, you can't just buy power from somebody else in California, because if somebody else tries to sell you power in California, men with guns will show up again. And
right. PG&E has a monopoly. They've been granted a monopoly.
You can't even have your own solar panels to charge your own batteries to run your own house. If you have solar panels in California,
you have to
connect them up to PG&E, and when the power goes out... They don't work because the power isn't going to your house. It's going down the PG&E lines that are connected to nothing.
Thank you, David, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I mean, he's going to deny it to the hilt that California is a socialist state because he supports socialism. That guy's been calling this show for years.
Sure.
Oh,
he's never heard a lefty program that he didn't like.
Yeah.
You know, total partisan. We continue here. We got John. He's on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Well,
hello, John.
I'm pretty partisan.
What's up?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, we're on the air with you.
Welcome. So what do you want to know about?
Doing?
Okay, well, we're doing a radio show, so when we go to you, you got to talk. So we'll give you one more chance here. Stand by. I don't know what show you're on, but normally we like to get to the point on whatever the call was about. So we'll try one more time here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, you can call on our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. Just jump into one of those on-air call-in line rooms. We've got a guy waiting in there, too. And it's over at discord.lrn.fm. Plus, coming up, the video game curfew.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
My blood work with my doctor is the best it's ever been. All my numbers. And this is the only supplement I take now. Whatever I'm doing, he said, keep it up.
We're landlords, and I have about 3 people moving in. And it's been very strenuous, but I have the energy to do it. Thanks to, Balance of Nature.
My blood work has been getting better and better every 6 months, and I have no explanation for it other than I'm taking a Balance of Nature. All the numbers are always changing for the better, every blood test.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. What's the FBI have to say about cryptocurrency? They apparently spoke on the subject to a Homeland Security Committee recently. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
Plus, on the way in February, it's going to be Anarchapulco coming back February 13th through the 16th. There's going to be a ton of speakers there. Ron Paul and John McAfee are two of the main headliners, but there's literally going to be dozens of folks talking about various topics from entrepreneurship to investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. You can enjoy 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world class resort on beautiful Acapulco, Mexico, and you can get 10% off by going to anarchapulco.com using code FTL, like Free Talk Live, again, February 13th through the 16th. That's anarchapulco.com with promo code FTL. As we go back to your calls and thoughts, we're going to give John in New Hampshire another crack here. John, what were you calling about tonight? You were saying you were on the air, too. Are you doing a radio show or something?
No, I'm calling from a private residence in New Hampshire, and I'm somebody that has like spent time like working with like Tracy Beans and Gigi Bowman, who relocated to Florida, and
I remember Gigi Bowman. She was a New York libertarian activist who went to Florida. Go ahead.
So, like, I think there's a huge, like, rift happening within the libertarian movement and those that are coming from the idea of, like, how do we, like we're part of a partisan, like, political football game, right? So everyone wants to, like, be a part of something that they want to, like, latch on to. And at the same time, we're losing everything at the same time.
I'm not sure what you're saying here. You're saying there's a division within the libertarian movement, and because of that division, you're losing everything?
I think that's like a way to start it out, yes. Yeah.
Okay. I don't think there's much to lose. The Libertarian Party doesn't really have much to speak of to begin with. So what's the concern?
The Libertarian Party has been a joke, like what it did with...
That's what I'm saying.
If there's going to be a party to, like, have principles, it's been a joke. Like what Bill Weld did.
I don't disagree with you.
I don't think that's ever what it should have been or should be.
There's a bit of a delay here. Go ahead. Weird. There's like maybe a 2 second delay, so it's causing issues.
I think the Libertarian Party has failed immensely with what Trump is doing.
What does it have to do with Trump? I mean, the Libertarian Party.
It has everything to do with Trump. The fact that we have somebody that is willing to defend any principle that can be made, but put forward. Like the libertarians are disillusioned by the fact that principles can like rule ideologies. I don't get what you guys are coming from.
Do you guys understand what this guy's saying? I'm having trouble here. Thank you for the call tonight, John. I appreciate it. I'm not going to spend any more time trying to figure it out. But, you know, good luck to you and try to do whatever it is you're doing. I guess I'm glad you're in New Hampshire. But we do need more libertarian types to move to New Hampshire. And I think that the best strategy is, proven strategy, is to invade the Republican and the Democrat parties. You know, as far as politics is concerned, if you want to have political success, that's what's worked here in New Hampshire. That's what's gotten libertarians elected.
You know, you're right, but I think at the same time, it's partially because we don't have enough libertarians here. It's just one of those things.
Yeah, but if you have enough libertarians, you're still better off going and invading the old parties because they don't have much for activism at all there.
That's true.
And you can outnumber them within their own party and frustrate the hell out of the old organizations rather than trying to start from zero and overcome all the ballot access rules that the Republicans and Democrats have arrayed against you.
Yeah. Well, then the thing about it is you get automatic insider status if you're running as a Republican or a Democrat.
Right.
And if you're not, then you're starting from outsider status.
So do you think this is maybe a good
thing? If they're going to build up these power structures, they have to expect people to co-opt them.
I mean, do you think
absolutely.
Do you think it might be actually be a good thing that, you know, we're prevented from having our own party? Like it benefits us in some way?
I think that multiple parties are a good thing if you have a fair playing field. I mean, you can see that in effect in European countries where, you know, there are a variety of parties from which folks can choose. Now, they're all bad.
Yeah.
But the more choices people have, I think that's generally a good thing.
Yeah.
Personally. But we don't have that option here.
Well, and the voting system, the first past the post voting system is also
it's very problematical.
Yep. And I don't think ranked choice voting is better.
Really?
Or much better. No. And
what about approval voting?
Approval voting, that I think is the right answer.
I love that.
Basically...
Listeners that don't know, approval voting is where you've got a list of candidates and you can check off as many of the boxes as you want to. So whichever candidates
you
approve of...
And those are the acceptable candidates.
Right. Right, and then they total up the total number of votes each candidate got, and the number one vote totaler wins.
And the nice thing about that is it, like the first past the post forces people to run to the outside to get the nomination. Mm-hmm. They have to run to the fringe and then run back to the center. In the general, whereas the least offensive candidate is more or less what you're selecting in approval voting, and so it's going to be the candidate who appeals to the greatest number of people, not to a strategically positioned group of people.
Well, no, not necessarily the greatest liar, but the approval voting allows for a voter to get over the wasted vote syndrome, which is the biggest enemy to third parties, because typically people, if they can only choose one option out of five or whatever it is, then they're going to choose what they consider to be the lesser of the evils, the one that has the chance to win. So that's how Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump end
up voting for the person most likely to defeat the worst candidate.
But if you can vote for more than one candidate, then somebody who would otherwise have voted for a libertarian who instead voted for Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton because they were afraid of one of those other people winning, they can then vote for Hillary and the libertarian or Donald Trump and the libertarian. There's no penalty for voting for everyone you'd be okay with seeing in office.
Yeah. So. And ranked choice, unfortunately, because of the way it works in rounds, it's very complex.
Yeah. Unnecessarily so.
Yeah, it's...
And then you have to figure out which order you prefer, and that can be difficult in a multiple, candidate situation. Like, do I like this guy better or this guy? I don't know.
And if you select 1-2 and somebody else selects the same candidate, it's 2-1, you kind of cancel each other out.
This is true. So, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. Coming up, a video game curfew coming to China. The FBI weighs in on cryptocurrency, and your thoughts are welcome on Free Talk Live.
Do you want to join the ultra wealthy by using a 160-year-old investing program that is no longer exclusive? Keep your funds fluid and 100% tax-free for you or your heirs with no contribution limits and without ever losing your principal with Fortune DNA. Learn how to avoid the volatility of the market and put certainty back into your investing future. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio, one of President Donald Trump's biggest supporters, will be one of the Republicans' grilling witnesses next week when the much-anticipated impeachment hearings get underway. Jordan was tapped by House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy to temporarily take the spot of Representative Rick Crawford on the Intelligence Committee. The first open hearing is Wednesday, and career diplomat William Taylor and State Department official George Kent are expected to testify. The second hearing, scheduled for November 15th, is expected to include testimony from
from former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch. Joe Biden says he welcomes the possibility of a Democratic presidential campaign from billionaire Michael Bloomberg. Speaking to reporters after filing for the New Hampshire presidential primary, the former vice president said Michael's a solid guy. Let's see where this goes. The former mayor of New York City is considering jumping into the race for the Democratic nomination after ruling out a run in March. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, you've got Ian here.
And nobody.
And Chris.
Plus, on the way in April, the 3rd through the 5th, in Washington, D.C., you can join LibertyCon. It is a networking and convention event with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations coming together, and you can take advantage of that for the purpose of career advancement or business and internship opportunities. Of course, you'll be able to listen to a great list of speakers like John Mackey from Whole Foods. He's also the co-founder of that company, which he'll be speaking on conscious capitalism. Vernon Smith, who won the Nobel Prize in Economics and will speak on alternative markets. Miriam Issa, who is a pop culture expert and political commentator with over 300 million YouTube views. And Nassim Nicholas Taleb, spent 21 years as a risk taker before becoming a researcher in philosophical, mathematical, and practical problems with probability. And there's more. Go to LibertyCon.com for more information and additional speakers and events. And you can use code FTL to save $10 on your registration. And the prices are not expensive, so $10 is still actually a pretty decent discount. Over at LibertyCon.com. They've made this convention particularly affordable because they want young people to come to this thing. They've got student travel scholarships that are available, as well as discounted rooms for everybody staying at the Marriott Marquis. So go and get registered now at LibertyCon.com using code FTL for that $10 discount. So China, according to CNN, is cracking down on gamers. Based out of the report from Hong Kong, China has announced a curfew on online gaming for minors among new measures aimed at curbing video game addiction.
Wow.
The official government guidelines will be applied to all online gaming platforms operating in the country, most notably Tencent, the world's biggest gaming company.
I,
They're trying to punish everybody for the actions of a few. I mean, that just seems so messed up.
Well, I mean, it's true that a lot more than a few people are addicted to video games. I mean, it's a problem, don't you think?
No.
No? I mean,
I don't
play video games, but, you know, I will tell you this, and I'm not a frequent player of video games, but if I get into a game, it's not uncommon for me to stay up till 6 in the morning and the sun's coming up before I'm like, all right, I should stop playing this now. And
I've been there. I've done that. Not gaming so much, but I don't necessarily think that's a problem. It depends on a lot of
the coke binge. What were you doing at 6 in the morning?
I'll do that coding from time to time.
Yeah,
if
for
I'm
coding.
Writing a, if
yeah,
I'm
coding,
really
coding.
Into the problem I'm solving, yeah. I will stay up for a long time.
Sure, but then you could argue you're doing something that's productive. You're creating code. You might be selling that to some company.
Well, I mean, if you're not satisfied with what you're accomplishing by playing the video game, then do something else.
Right.
That's your choice, and if you need help, I'm sure there's a support group
calling,
for that.
There are.
You know, calling
but
everything.
If you don't need help, then
calling
you
everything
know.
An addiction is just another way of manipulating people into passing laws that affect others that you know may not necessarily be addicted.
And the thing about it is, addiction is not external; it's internal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, if you're addicted to heroin, the problem isn't in the heroin, it's in you.
That's right.
If you're addicted to alcohol, the problem isn't in the alcohol, it's in you. So if you don't change who you are, if you don't deal with the issue, then you'll quit heroin and you'll just find something else to do compulsively, whether it's sex or whatever.
I think that's true.
And, you know, so getting rid of an individual substance isn't going to help.
Or in this case, putting a curfew on a thing that isn't going to help. They're going to find ways around it. They'll log in under their parents' account or they'll
a VPN. Said,
go somewhere. Yeah, use a VPN, use an American-based service for their gaming instead of China. You know, they're going to come up with ways to get around this. And I was being somewhat facetious saying that I think it's a problem. I suspect that for some people, it is a problem. And as you're saying here, nobody, it's their problem. They need to overcome it. Having somebody from the outside come in and say, we're going to solve this for you. It never works well.
You know, no, I think there's something more to this story that never gets mentioned. I think there's a profit motive amongst a certain industry, which is also causing this.
Which industry?
Psychology, I guess, or not psychology.
The addiction clinics or whatever the people that
psychiatry. Psychiatry, I believe, would be the word.
You know, who want to drug people?
Right. Yeah. They're basically
to help them.
They get paid. Right. There's an industry here that wants to make up new terms and addictions in order to profit from them.
Yeah. That's,
and this
that's
is
true.
Not a new industry. This is an industry that has been taking advantage of people for hundreds of years, and they've just switched from they've switched their methods over the years. They no longer dump people in cold tanks, you know, with icy cold water, but. They're using other tools in order to basically take advantage of people who are vulnerable.
And in the case of psychiatry, they're doping them up with something else, their own drugs.
Yeah, that's true in many cases.
Well, the thing that's horrific to me is the Suboxone and Methadone clinics, where Suboxone and Methadone both have...
Opiates. They're opiates.
They're both opiates, so they're substitutes for heroin. But the thing is, each of them, I have it on good authority, has a more difficult withdrawal experience than heroin. So basically, you end up more addicted than you were before. The only thing that's really changed, or at least in terms of the physical thing, the only thing that's really changed
is your dealer
they've shifted the money stream to Big Pharma instead of to the drug cartels. But,
that's it.
I mean,
so why do people switch to this to get off of heroin?
They believe it's going to help them get off heroin, and they don't understand the other consequences.
And they don't want to go to prison. They won't put you in prison for Suboxone.
Oh.
They won't put you in prison for methadone.
Interesting.
If you have them
it's effectively false advertising.
Well, I mean, the problem is, in theory, they're supposed to be using it to wean these kids off.
Uh-huh.
In practice, it seems like that's not a focus or a priority for these clinics because they make money when these kids come back. So, you know, I've had them tell me, oh, yeah, they keep upping my dosage.
They're
asking for higher dosages and getting it when they've been on these drugs long term, which is kind of contrary to the whole idea. At that point, you might as well really just sell them heroin and
yikes.
Let them have what they really like. But yeah, I mean, to me, that's really not recovery.
That doesn't surprise me too much. It kind of reminds me of the lady in Keene that came to the smoking, to increase the age of smoking, ban smoking. Like, basically, it was, what they increased it to 21, I think it was. And from... Yeah.
All nicotine products, not just smoking.
Oh, correct. Sorry. Yeah. But she came in, and she was representing, or she represented herself as working for the hospital, as if she was doing something good. And then it was like, oh, she's for upping the age. But if you looked at, like, her background, she's basically working for selling a particular product to get people a patch, I believe
it was.
She's
selling a nicotine patch.
Right. And we know that actually has a negative effect on people who are trying to get off of nicotine products. So,
well, I mean,
I don't know that I'd say
effect.
It's. I mean, to me, it's like switching from cigarettes to vaping.
Well, a little comparison, right? To vaping, there's other better solutions out there. So she's basically speaking in her own interest, not in the interest of who she's claiming to protect, effectively.
Under the new rules, gamers aged under 18 will be banned from playing online games between 10 p.m. and 8 a.m. On weekdays, minors can only play for 90 minutes. While they may play up to 3 hours per day on weekends and public holidays, the guidelines also place restrictions on the amount of money that minors can transfer to their online gaming accounts. Gamers aged between 8 and 16 years old can only top up about $29 worth of yuan, which they say is a 200 yuan, per month, while the maximum amount for those between 16 and 18 will be 400 yuan, which is about $57 U.S. We'll tell you more about it on the way here. Is this the right way to handle video game addiction?
No.
Have the government stop it?
No. This is a nanny state.
855-450-FREE is our toll-free number, and maybe you want to comment on your struggle with addiction, whether it be video games or something else entirely, because some people, they do have a problem, but the government is never the best solution. It usually makes things worse. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Big thanks to Robert Meyer, who is a Free Talk Live amplifier. Robert contributes to the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. Robert goes as far back as the days when we didn't even have, like, silver and gold, different, you know, categories. He was the original, one of the original amplifiers of the show.
Wow.
Yeah, so he goes way back. So thank you for that. That's like, I don't know, 14 years, basically, of
wow. I do not know amping. The amping program goes back that far.
Yeah, it goes away. But I think it was 2005 when we started that.
Jesus, it goes back farther than I thought the show existed.
Yeah. No, we started in 02. Thank you for that, Robert. And those of you who have not yet amped the show, well, please, if you like what we do, if you like us talking about the ideas of freedom on broadcast radio on over 200 radio stations, if you want us to be on 300 stations, 400 stations, it's all possible. It just takes time. It takes money. It takes effort. And so you can help with the money part for $5 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks like access to the AMP discussion forums. Not forums, but I guess rooms on our Discord server. And there's also an AMP-only Facebook group for those of you still on Facebook. And more. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with PayPal. You can use Bitcoin BTC. You can also use your credit card at ampamp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We can talk more about Chinese video game addiction, the Chinese government cracking down with a curfew, telling gamers who are below the age of 18 that they're not going to be able to play games as much as they want. If it's after 10 p.m., sorry, you won't be allowed to play, and you'll only be able to play 90 minutes per day during the week. We go to your calls, though, first, where OK Statist is on the line on our Discord server. Go ahead.
Hey, it's OK Statist. I mean, it's me, a.k.a. Mortified Penguin. I'm calling about PG&E, and you were talking about the issues over there with having with the fire. You talked about it a lot on this show.
Yeah.
I'm not sure with which hosts. But now I do want to point out, and I'm going to qualify this, of course, but they are technically a for-profit investor-owned company, so technically a capitalist company.
But they're also a monopoly.
a monopoly.
Government
exactly,
institute monopoly.
Providing.
Yeah.
So they're,
and they're bankrupt.
Because of the state. Because the state has effectively made them bankrupt.
They're not a communist monopoly of any sort, but they are a for-profit monopoly, which means they don't have no competition. They have no competition mm-hmm. to provide a better service,
right.
and therefore they're going to massively regulate the rates.
And that's what puts them outside of capitalism, because in a capitalist society, anybody would be free to produce and sell power. In socialist California, Only one company can buy power, and if they can't give you power, then even if you have solar panels, you can't use them.
It sounds like it's the worst for everybody, both the consumer, both the people who own stock in the company.
Yeah.
It's bad for everybody.
Oh, no, not for the people that own stock in the investors, because they have a monopoly status, and they don't have
bankrupt. It's bankrupt because they're not allowed to raise their rates because
state
regulated.
So the state protects them from having the liability of burning down half the state because they don't maintain
their lines.
What do
you mean they're protected? They got hit with, a $30 billion lawsuit?
I'm sure damages are way worse than that, but they burned down an entire city, and a bunch of old people that could not escape died.
You're saying they're not liable for what happens in the power outages that they cause?
They're continuing to operate. Well, obviously, they have to get power over there, but they're continuing to operate, and they're continuing
to continue to operate. That's what bankruptcy allows a lot of companies to do.
What are you suggesting, that the state should take over? Because the state's caused this problem in the first place.
Well, I'm saying that they're protecting the investors and ownership of the company from.
How are the investors protected if the company's bankrupt?
Bankruptcy protection is a protection. Bankruptcy protection is a protection. They have no actual liability. They don't lose anything.
Well, in limited liability, it's true that the past bankruptcy, the investors are not liable for damage done to the company.
But their shares are going to be in the toilet.
Well, their shares will be in the toilet. But the thing is, if the company goes negative, and the company has liabilities that exceed its assets, if it was a sole proprietorship, then you would be able to sue that sole proprietor.
That's right, yeah.
And dislodge those funds from him.
But I don't think that you're saying, first of all, the investors are not sitting pretty. I mean, they themselves are not liable for the actions of the company, but they're not doing well if the company's bankrupt.
No.
Really have the past dividends, but in addition, even if there was competition, if they have the kind of protections against liability that they do, even if you're not their customer, you don't have protection against them, your city burning down because they've caused a massive forest.
But they didn't do that. That was that was caused by the government instituting a law which capped the amount of money that they could charge, which prevented them from having the funds
fires.
To actually
that's
keep and maintain the lines, which is what effectively
that was the reason that they gave for the blackouts, but the fires were there were fires last year that they were held liable for $31 billion, and so that is because they failed to
because they didn't have the money because of what the state did.
They'll funnel the money to investors and use faulty products and don't,
how much have they paid out recently in dividends?
You're misunderstanding
what
happened.
Investors don't need money. People, they need to spend it. First, they need to spend money to, that's the point. They need to spend the money to do the business without burning the state down. Of course, they have protection from the state because they have no real liability.
You're misunderstanding what happened here. The amount of money that so what you're talking about is the CEO, the people working for the company, okay?
The investors.
No, the investors, where's the investors going to get the money from? The company is bankrupt.
They've already gotten it. They took the money that should have gone to what they required to do to avoid liability, and they pocketed it already. It's already done. It's a moot point.
Well, it's quite possible to loot a company prior to bankruptcy, and quite.
There's no doubt.
Are you suggesting?
I don't know.
That there were
that's why
that
I'm asking if they were paying out a big dividend, say last year, and then saying they're bankrupt this year.
I haven't heard this. What I understand the situation to be is that the executives got paid out a large amount of funds, but those funds are are only a tiny percentage of what the company needs in order to maintain the lines.
Look, I don't think you're wrong that there's corruption. I mean, it's a monopoly with government privilege, so of course there's going to be corruption. Of course they're going to be cutting corners. They're going to be trying to shuffle as much money into their pockets as possible. There's no doubt about that.
Right. I don't think anybody is questioning whether or not the CEOs got paid some insane amount of money. They did.
Not the CEOs, the investors.
How did investors get paid a huge amount of money? From dividends? Are you claiming that there's dividends? Because I haven't heard that.
Yeah, before the fires, and then they take the money before the fires instead of performing the required amount of maintenance, and then after the fires, on the downside, they are protected from full liability
Okay, so I'm skeptical.
It's an exit scam, basically.
If you
do it that way, it's certainly possible, but
again,
the way you would detect that is look back to the last few years and see if PG&E has paid out large dividends lately, and I don't know if they have or have not.
Let's presume that they did.
Yeah.
Let's take the argument here that a few years ago they were paying out huge dividends and they were ignoring the upkeep that they needed to, which is what you're saying here, Mr. OK Status. Again, as you've pointed out, Chris, the government created this situation in the first place by giving this mega corporation a monopoly status over their whatever land mass,
and then
which
capping
is a large
the price that they could charge and not increasing
and
it
can't
to cover
increase
the cost
their rates,
of
and they have
the
no competition, so there's nobody to drive rates down, so rates are constantly going up.
But they can't be, they capped it.
Well, no, they keep raising it over time. They have to keep, the cap is there, but then they go back and they say, well, here's what we need. They go to the Public Utilities Commission, they say, we need another $1 billion. And
my understanding is that that was voted on, and
it hasn't been voted on yet.
They didn't, well, this is exactly the point. This is the problem. They didn't vote to increase the cap. They did not keep up with what
they're still
listening
to complaints from people. The Public Utilities Commission is supposed to vote sometime this fall, so maybe they're going to do it soon, or maybe it just happened. But as of the time the power outages happened, the vote had not occurred.
Which
so
is the problem.
They were still hearing from people, there's people who don't want their power bill raised, understandably saying, hey, don't raise our power bill. And then on the other hand, you've got the power company, which is no doubt rife with corruption, as you're pointing out here, OK Status, saying, well, we need more money, and they're bankrupt, and it's a cluster F of epic proportions, and as a result of it, people are losing power for days at a time. And businesses are unable to provide their services to their customers. People can't come to work. It's crazy. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And you can join us tomorrow online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. Check out electnobody.com for more of Nobody. And don't forget Think Penguin and Freedom Decrypted over at freedomdecrypted.com. That's Chris's show that he does on Saturday evenings at 5 o'clock Eastern Time. Still 5 o'clock? He says yes. So we'll see you tomorrow. freetalklive.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.